Risking Boredom. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Around the country, police departments are trying to figure out what it means to be defunded. In New York City, $1 billion will be shifted from the New York Police Department to Youth and Social Services. In Los Angeles, the council cut the police budget by $150 million. Not enough, said Melina Abdullah of Black Lives Matter.
It does not reflect the kind of fundamental reimagining of public safety that's necessary to protect Black life.
And in Seattle, Police Chief Carmen Best released a video warning that her new budget would mean firing or transferring 1,100 employees, half the total workforce, starting in October.
I do not believe we should ask the people of Seattle to test out a theory that crime goes away if police go away. That is completely reckless.
It's happening across the country. Police budgets cut, protest leaders saying cut more. So how about something really radical? Give the budget book to some of the protesters and hire them to go through it. They draw lines through the items they want to cut and sign their names. They get the credit if it works, the blame if it doesn't. Protests are great for raising awareness, but it all seems to fall apart in the budget process. And I realize that's the boring part, but for demonstrators who risked tear gas, sting balls, and even bullets, risking boredom should be easy. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.